Welcome to the Crochet Business School podcast. I'm your host, Kelly Thomas, and I'm going to help you to make your crochet business dreams a reality, stitch by stitch. Without you being chained to your hook and being able to live that lifestyle you've been dreaming of using the power of your crochet. Social media is an incredibly powerful tool for any business. It allows you to communicate with your audience directly, ask them questions, they can ask you questions, you get to update them in real time what you're doing, give them background information, show them sneak peeks, special offers that are coming up. It allows you to constantly market your crochet to everyone who's following you. And it allows you to bring in new eyes to your business as well. But sometimes social media is absolutely exhausting. If you're not the really social type, if you're not extroverted and enjoy chatting with people on the internet, making small talk and putting yourself out there, social media is, it can feel like absolute hell. Social media just isn't for everyone. And yes, it is a powerful tool in your toolbox. It doesn't mean you have to use it. Now, I say that with a caveat. You don't have to use it, but you should have it. So at the very least, you should have a profile set up. Because often when people are deciding whether a business is worth buying from, they'll go check out their social media. So if you don't have anything set up, it's going to raise a few red flags because people expect business to have a social media profile somewhere. And if you're not the chatty type, social media can be a very scary place. And it can be anxiety inducing. It can opening yourself up like this and showing so much of what you're doing can make you feel very vulnerable. It opens you up to comments from literally any stranger on the internet. And that in itself is anxiety. It's a fearful response. But if you're more the introverted type and you just don't do small talk, it just feels like such hard work. Me, I don't particularly enjoy social media. I have profiles and I have ways of making it easier for myself. I'm not on there every day. I'm not answering comments every day because it's just not for me. And I stopped trying to force myself because it's utterly exhausting. It's just not my thing. So if social media is not for you, that's fine. You don't have to use it. But do set up a profile. So I do use my Facebook groups. I'll post questions now and again and I'll give updates. But for the most part, I don't. You'll see posts coming up on my pages, but I've got all those automated. Those have gone into a scheduler and I don't directly involve myself with them because I don't have to. But the profile is there. My Instagram, the profile is there. Again, I don't use it. What appears on it is coming from a scheduler. But it is set up. X, I don't bother with. I've never gotten that. I'm not even going there. So I have my Instagram and my Facebook profiles. They have the banners, they have the logos, they have the links. They've got a few key posts. And then anything else comes from a scheduler. But if you don't want to schedule anything, you don't have to. Set up your profiles with the links. The links are the really important part. And link them to where you can be found. Whether that's an Etsy shop, your newsletter link, Pinterest, YouTube, wherever else it is, just put the links in there. On both Facebook and Instagram, you can now have multiple links in your profile. And then you just need one post. So on Facebook, you make it a featured post. On Instagram, just make it a grid post. And in it, you say who you are, what you do, and where you can be found. And tell them to click the links in your bio. And that's all you absolutely have to have when it comes to social media, just so people know where to find you. And then they can click your links to find where you actually are. And that doesn't mean you need to be on a different social media platform. It just means they need to know where your shop is, where they can sign up to your newsletter. So if you don't have social media, you should definitely be using your newsletter. And if you have any special offer for joining our new newsletter, put it in the post as well. That is the bare minimum you should have for your crochet business. Okay, that is the bare minimum you need of social media. It's a signpost that you actually exist. You're telling people where you actually are and that you don't really use this much, but hey, here's where you can find me. You've thought ahead, you've got it set up. That's it. Social media really does not have to be this big, you know, dark cloud hanging over your head every day. It's like anything else. There are many tools that you can use to grow and profit from your crochet business. Social media is a tool. You have a choice to use it. I mean, the biggest reason why most people use social media is because they already have it when they start the crochet business. They're already on there. They allow businesses to advertise for free. You know, you can market away and go into other groups and talk to other people for free. And it's the easiest promotional tool to use. It's the easiest promotional tool to get started with. That's why social media seems to be such a big thing with businesses. Completely free, easy to use. Most people already have profiles. That's why it starts there. That's why it gets used so much and mentioned so much as a strategy. Its biggest benefit is that it gives you a direct connection to your audience and allows you to chat with people very easily, very directly, and in real time. But it doesn't mean it's obligatory. As long as you have other ways of communicating with your audience, you do not have to use your social media profile. You do not have to post on it. You can, as long as you have a profile set up and at least one social media, okay, you don't have to be on every platform, you just need one. As long as you have a profile set up, you don't have to use it. If you feel like posting now and again, then do that. But you don't force yourself to do something that really doesn't connect with you. Finding other ways to make it work for you or just use it in the way that suits you is absolutely fine. I've always been on social media and like everyone else, I used it when I first got started because I didn't know any better. I didn't know what the tools were available. I had no idea newsletters existed. I had no idea how to get myself found on Google. Social media was just the only option I had when I started. I maintain the profiles because they are there and I see the value in them. I've built up a following. I've built up a community. I don't want to throw it away. So I found ways to work around it. And I use a software called Meet Edgar. It's a social media scheduler. But what it does is you load up a ton of posts and it'll go through them and post them in the slots that you choose. And when it gets to the end of the list, it goes right back to the beginning and starts posting them again. So I never have to worry about running out of posts. It's just every now and again, I need to load a few more up just so people don't keep seeing the same ones over and over again. But that's the strategy that works for me. It might work for you. It might not. It is a paid tool. I don't have to pay to use it, but for me personally, it's worth it for my business. And you have to make that decision. Is social media such a big deal for your business that you are willing to pay for a tool to use it in a way that's going to be comfortable for you? If the answer is no, that's absolutely fine. But you are going to have to use other methods, and that means getting found on Google. That means finding a way to get people to sign up to your newsletter. If you're not using social media, then to sell your crochet, to sell your patterns, to sell your courses, you have to be on a third-party site. So you're looking at Etsy, Payhip, Shopify, Amazon Handmade, your own website. But again, websites cost an absolute ton of money. But third-party platforms, using their descriptions, okay, you need to make sure you're going to get found in Google. And you can set them up so that your newsletter link is in there. You'll have a profile where you can tell people about you. There are communities you can get into. But you're going to have to figure out how to get yourself found on Google, how to appear in search engines. That is the only other option to social media. It's get found in search engines. Is that possible? Absolutely. I mean, people use search engines all the time. Think how often you use Google or Bing or whatever search you like to use. You use them pretty much every day. And people use them to search for what they want. They are far less effort than social media. On social media, you have to go out and find your audience. Using search engines, your audience finds you. But you do have to know how to use them. I do have a course on words that get your crochet found. I have an ebook and I have a more in-depth course on Etsy itself, getting your listing set up to get you found in Google. I'll put the link beneath this podcast in the show notes. Check it out and see how you can turn your descriptions and your words into a search engine machine and bring in those sales without you having to go find people. Search engines are far more powerful than social media. And the best thing is, once you've got your listings optimized and all your descriptions working for you, you don't need to go back and keep working them all the time. Social media, you've got to put in the work to get in, you know, those new eyes on your business to make those sales. Search engines, not so much. The effort is actually learning the words you need to use them, how to get into the search results, the words, finding the words that are going to get you found in search results, get your ideal customers to come look at your listings. That's where the effort is. It's the initial learning. Once you know, it becomes much easier. And you can kind of set and forget. Like anything, you want to come back and check on it now and again, but it's far less work in the long run. Social media does not have to be the block in your business. You can simply bypass it and find other options. So if social media just isn't for you, don't worry about it. It's just a tool that you decided not to use because it just doesn't suit you. Instead, go find the way that does. Go learn how to get onto search engines. Go learn what words are going to get you found in the listings. And don't sweat social media. Despite how much everyone talks about it, it is not an essential. As long as you have the profile set up with your links and a featured post to tell people about yourself and where you can be found, nothing else is needed. You can just ignore social media as much as you like.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of the Crochet Business School podcast. Stay tuned for more episodes and please subscribe to wherever you listen to your podcast. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Crochet Business School. Subscribe to the channels because I would love to hear from you and what you're up to in your own crochet business. If you have any questions about creating and growing your own crochet business, please send them my way. and I'll answer them in future episodes. So thank you for joining me, and I shall see you in the next episode. Bye for now.